Seasoned hunter Ted Cook takes his son elk hunting for the very first time. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
The first day out, my son went with my buddy, and they got within 100 yards of a great big bull elk, which was screaming, bugling, and that was really exciting. And then the next day, my son and I went out together. We went up this drainage bottom, and we kept running into the critters. We ran into a little muley buck at first light, but he couldn't quite get there. And then we ran into a great big bull feeding, and we backed off, and I set up and tried to call him in, and the bull never came. And as the sun came up, we heard bulls bugling on the ridges either side at the bottom of our drainage. They're all moving up drainage to go to bed at the head of the drainage below the mountain peak. By this time, we're trailing them and we're calling and they're bugling back, but they're not going to come. So we hiked up the ridge on one side, joined my buddy for lunch and took a little nap. And then my son and I bailed back off to the drainage bottom, went up the other side to a springhead that I knew about from hunting there previously. And I thought, you know, with all these elk up the drainage, let's sit at the springhead and see what happens. We found a good spot to set up and we sat and sat, and man, we kept hearing elk footsteps and elk cow calls and bull bugles all around us, but we never saw an elk. This is towards 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night. And finally, I'm like, we need to step out because they're just not coming into this one spot here, even though it's a draw, it's a springhead. So my son takes 2 steps out from the cover and freezes. And he goes, Dad, don't move. And I look up and a calf elk stands out. My son had never killed an elk. And he's hunting with a bow. Like I say, any animal with a bow is a trophy. And so he takes a shot at this calf and misses high.
So is that the end of the story? Absolutely not. Tune in tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.